Earlier this month, volunteers marshaled by the Maui Nui Resource Council toiled to remove more than 60 bags of opala from a half-a-mile stretch of the Mailoa Ditch. It was trash that might have otherwise ended up in our oceans. Maui has led the way, keeping our aina clean with its plastic bag ban and the soon-to-be styrofoam ban that kicks in with the new year. Today, we take a closer look at a recently released report about litter here on Oahu. We talked to Jordan Murasuchi, who is the executive director of the group Keep the Hawaiian Islands Beautiful.
So Keep the Hawaiian Islands Beautiful is officially about 10 years old, but our roots date back to the 70s with the community workday program on Maui. That's when the Keep America Beautiful system, nationwide system, entered into Hawaii and started setting up different groups that following very similar missions. Keep the Hawaiian Islands Beautiful developed in 2008 out of the need to for increased coordination and communication among our affiliates and partners throughout the state.
Tell us about the study that you folks do. How often do you do it, and what does it encompass?
Sure. It's an annual study. It's focused on the island of Oahu, roadway litter and litter on the sides of roads and highways, looking at just how much there is and looking at all types of litter, whatever's there. We did 90 sites across the entire island, scoring each site from 1 to 4, 1 being the best, 4 being the worst. The overall results were that the average score was 1.7, so that's being considered slightly littered. And so overall, geographically as a whole, the island's roads aren't terribly littered. There's definitely worse places in the nation. However, there's definitely hot spots that have much higher rates of accumulation and could definitely be targeted in the future.
So talk about those hot spots.
So typically, and this is pretty common throughout the nation, is that light industrial areas accumulate more litter just because of the land use and the vehicle traffic. Parks and recreational areas with heavy foot traffic also tend to accumulate litter. And then we've also been seeing the leeward coast, the west side of the island, has over the past 2 years shown to have the highest rates of litter.
And I know there's been a growing concern from communities about abandoned vehicles. That's been a sore spot for lots of folks.
Yeah, absolutely. Abandoned vehicles are definitely an issue that we see and that we try to tackle. This particular index was just a litter index. It wasn't looking at abandoned vehicles or graffiti. However, that's kind of a separate index that we're looking to do in the future.
Oh, that's great. Okay. What can we learn from what you folks surveyed this year?
Well, generally, it's the roadways, at least, are fairly well taken care of, or at least litter doesn't last very long on them for whatever reason, and there's several. But again, I think the main point is that there are hot spots that could be that could have more focus, but there's also a need to just to go back and kind of continue with the education and the outreach campaigns to get people to understand the effects that it has. Every little bit matters, and that this is the problem of litter and marine debris. It's a huge problem that's going to take a multi-pronged approach. There's going to have to be a lot of changes, including with our social behavior, in order to really reduce and prevent the amount of debris that we're living with.
So what does it say about our strategies? Do we just need to do more kind of highway cleanups in these areas or adopt an area?
Sure. Adopt a highway program we have here. That's a great program. As well as adopt a stream. They can be definitely publicized more. But there's also a few things like putting canopies on trash cans in parks and public spaces. It's a very typical situation for the wind, a big gust of wind, to just blow out lots of litter. Sometimes the cans are even blown on their side. So that's one thing. We could also engage businesses and communities in those hotspot areas to take a better look at what's going on, at what exactly is causing the litter. Is it a lot of uncovered trucks? Is it construction debris? Is it people really littering in these areas, or is it being washed down from somewhere? So these areas could benefit from that business engagement. And then there's also enforcement improvements that we can make, empowering our officers to take those enforcement measures, especially towards illegal dumping and littering, and just making it easier to catch the bad guys who keep doing this.
Yeah, the illegal dumping drives me crazy, you know, because I drive along a section of my road when I go home, and sometimes someone's dumped a sofa on the side of the road. The other day it was the trunk of a car. You know, it's just random stuff, but it's like, gosh, this is a watershed area. We should protect it.
Absolutely. With the illegal dumping, tightening up bulk pickup and making sure that gets taken away, taken care of, is also pretty essential. But because once one person dumps a refrigerator or a couch on the side of the road, it just ends up accumulating more. More people see it, and they tend to think that it's okay, that, oh, this is going to be picked up, so I might as well bring out my couch and my table as well and add it to the pile.
Yeah, it becomes
but
a magnet.
Not necessarily the best thing.
Right, it becomes a magnet. And so did you folks do an actual survey of the litter that you came across? I mean, explain all that.
Right, so the 90 sites were surveyed visually, mostly from vehicle surveys, windshield surveys, but there were a few walking surveys as well. We looked at all types of trash and litter. We didn't, while the majority of it is going to be plastics, that's just the nature of it, we didn't categorize it. We didn't take the step to categorize it. We just kind of looked at on a visual level, ranking from 1 to 4, with training and everything. We trained everyone. On a visual level, how would you rank it?
Okay, and then how does it compare with previous years?
So this is the second year that we've done it for the entire island of Oahu, and it's very similar but with slight improvements. And we see the same patterns again with those areas that tend to accumulate more litter. So going forward, we're going to continue to do this, and it's important to really do this several years to really get a good idea. But right now, we're just on our second year, looking to do the third year next month.
Okay, and then what about the neighbor islands?
The neighbor islands have been, there are some areas that have been surveyed by our affiliates on Maui. The group Malama Maui Nui does a litter index survey on for part of the island. It's been done a long time ago, but not recently on the Big Island. And then we're looking to, I don't think it's been done in Kauai recently at all. Well, that's kind of what we're looking to do is get these surveys out for all the islands. We're kind of starting with Oahu to see how that goes, but then also reach out to our partners and affiliates on the neighbor islands to get this assessment going as well.
Okay, and then what are the fines these days for illegal dumping and littering? Is it 500?
At least in Honolulu, the littering can be up to $500. I believe it's between $25 and $500 for littering. I don't think it's enforced that much, obviously, though. The police officer or the enforcement officer has to see it happen at this point.
It's kind of hard to enforce.
Most people aren't going to litter in front of an enforcement officer.
Right. You've got to catch them in the act, you know, or video or something, yeah.
Right. And so we're trying to work to allow for stronger use of videotaping and recording, as well as to get empower other citizens to be able to report incidences and really hold their neighbors accountable. For one example is we are trying to get the litter hotline reinstated so that vehicles and individuals can report vehicles that litter or people that litter from their vehicles on the roadways. That's one initiative that we're trying to do as well.
Okay. And then any plans in the future to kind of map out the type of litter, since we're not doing that right now?
Potentially, yes. I think that more information is always better to have. It just leads to better solutions and better understanding of the problem. So that is something that we're looking into, yes.
Yeah, because I know along like Ward Avenue, I've often seen like a lot of cigarette butts along the hedges there on the sidewalk. And I think it's just as people are stuck in traffic, they just want to toss their cigarette butts. But it would be kind of interesting to you know, determine where things are ending up.
Again, that information would be very nice to have, but these things do just kind of take time sometimes.
So what's the next project?
Third year's coming up. Mm-hmm. We do it every year in winter, in January. So we're getting ready to head that up. And then we're looking to release the report a lot sooner this year. And we're really excited about having that third year data. Just a reminder that littering is a social behavior, and with it, social behaviors can be changed. People can take steps every day to improve the problem and even help solve it.
That was Jordan Morisucci, who is with the Keep the Hawaiian Islands Beautiful. It's an offshoot of Keep America Beautiful, which marked its 65th anniversary this year.